We're an underground radio station here, and we say what we feel like saying, and we bring the truth.
Various artists.
E Ko Nohea Koe is the debut poetry collection by award-winning slam poet and filmmaker Matariki Bennett, Ngāti Pikiao, Ngāti Whakaoe, and Ngāti Henerangi. Published by Dead Bird Books, E Ko Nohea Koe is a series of goodbyes and attempts to slow the shedding. It's a group of teenagers sparking up as they watch the Great Pacific Garbage Patch catapult into space and become a second moon. It's endless conversations with grandmama about stars. It is the constant rebirth of whakapapa and learning that silence isn't the best part of her. I caught up with Matariki about the themes of this body of work and how it came to fruition. I started by asking her about the themes of E Ko Nohea Koe and what inspired the collection.
The line came from a conversation I had with one of my really good friends, Manaia Tuwharehuane. It was a line that she had thought of for a poem. And when I heard it, E Ko Nohea Koe really resonated at the time. I would have been 19, 18. Kind of that idea of, where are you from, girl, where are you from? And so when I started to think about writing a book, that was naturally where I leant into, or the kind of thing that I thought about starting to write. So it's an exploration of identity, I guess, kind of coming of age, growing up, and all of the things that make up a person, places, people, memories, all of those things.
And this is your debut collection of poetry. How did this collection come together? Was it, you kind of signaled at it there, but was it a process of collecting and collating work from over the years to form a cohesive body of work, or more like you had this idea for the book and then created a body of work from that?
I got funding from CNZ in 2023. So I had 6 months carved out for just writing. So I went back through what would have been maybe 6 years or 8 years of writing and kind of, dug through everything and pulled out bits of, like, bones of poems that I really loved. Also just kind of creating a whole bunch of new stuff, new material, and all of it was learning. I'm so used to writing for performance. So it was a complete new beast learning to write for the page.
Yeah, totally. I was going to ask about that because, yeah, you've done slam poetry and filmmaking as well. How do you find these other disciplines have influenced your writing in this collection, or, you know, particularly your style and composition? You said you had a bit of difficulty with transferring that. What was that process like?
I think, they're so different. Performing, especially because I come from a background of group performance. So I'm in a slam collective or spoken word poetry collective called Ngahinepu Kōrero, and there's four of us who perform together. So I'm really used to performing with other people beside me and writing as a collaborative exercise. everything being focused on myself and really having to be introspective was a big, big, big learning curve. And also with screenwriting, the skills, they're very different. When you're writing for screen, you're creating characters and creating worlds that don't necessarily exist. They might reflect what you live, but they don't exist. So you're creating something completely new, whereas with my poetry, it's all personal, it's all lived experience. So, yeah, really also figuring out what I should say and what I shouldn't say and what might resonate with people as well.
And I wanted to talk about the cover art on this book and the art throughout. It's so beautiful, and I feel like it also has such a quality about it that really matches the tone of the book as well. And I understand that it was made by your mother, if I'm correct. Could you tell me a bit more about this choice? Why was incorporating that so important to you?
So the artwork on the cover and on the spine is a series of paintings by my mum called the Motherlines paintings, and then throughout the book all of those paintings are done by my sister. And when I applied for the funding initially, I knew the book wouldn't just be my words. I knew it had to exist alongside my sister's art. I mean, I'm so lucky to come from a family of artists across a bunch of different mediums, and how lucky am I to be able to collaborate with them. And I was like, of course it's going to be kind of a Fano-oriented piece, and because it's an exploration of fuckable brand identity. But yeah, kind of the other day I was talking with somebody and I said, oh, it's like mum's, of course mum's wrapping around us on the outside, and it's her daughters carrying on the mother line throughout the book. So yeah, and last night when I had my launch at my cousin Tim Melville's gallery, we put up my sister's paintings. We hung them on huge clothing racks around the art gallery, and it was just so special to have my sister's artwork, my mum's artwork on a trestle table, and then my brother had composed some pieces of music to play while I spoke. So yeah, art collaboration within my family is a very familiar thing for all of us, and was kind of a no-brainer when I started to write the book.
Oh, I think that's so beautiful, and yeah, you can definitely kind of feel that, I don't know, the power of those relationships come through with the book, which is really nice. Just to finish our kōrero, would you like to read a piece from the collection?
Oh, yes. I'm going to read the poem Where Body Ends, Earth Begins, which is the poem that started the whole book. It was initially called E kō no hia koe. But then I thought, oh, I've said E kō no hia koe too many times throughout the book, so I changed the title to Where Body Ends, Earth Begins. It goes, we're fucked up in Myers Park, sculling wine we can't pronounce, and our grandparents' sweaters so big they make us look like kids, pretend we aren't, chuck mum's leather jacket on, call it a fit, call it an ode to the Panthers, to Ngā Tamatoa, to the land march, to Bastion Point, echo decades of kawhawhai punumato as each generation inherits the uprising, split spines trying to carry their passion, let dawn swallow Greyland's history whole and still. They wonder why we lie on the grass in our turf square, why we project protest all the way up to the moon, why our eyes refuse to stay shut so we turn to the stars, hope they'll tell us where to go or what to do. E kō no hia koe. We've forgotten the language of the sky under the choke of the city's lights sometimes. We forget where we're from, so we make homes out of each other. E kō. We're doing our best. E kō no hia koe.
That was Matariki Bennett speaking to me about her debut poetry collection, E kō no hia koe. E kō no hia koe is available now via Dead Bird Books.